This short case study highlights how one health center, Cherokee Health Systems, approaches the board's role in strategic planning. It features Dr. Dennis Freeman, Chief Executive Officer of Cherokee Health Systems, and Joel Hornberger, Chief Strategy Officer and National Training and Consulting Director at Cherokee Health Systems. Joel fills a unique internal role as Chief Strategy Officer, which is designed to focus on the strategic planning process and plan implementation.
You know, Cherokee is a Tennessee-based health center, currently serving patients at 25 different locations, scattered mostly throughout East Tennessee, but a couple offices in Memphis. Last count, 740 employees currently. We're known for our integrated clinical model. For many years, we've blended specially trained behaviorists into the PCMH, the patient-centered medical home. We call these behaviorists behavioral health consultants, and they are on the primary care team. They're not someplace down the hall, upstairs, whatever, serving as a referral resource for the primary care team. They are in the primary care area and on the team. Our HRSA grant allows us to focus on residents of public housing, on the homeless in our area, and on the migratory seasonal farm workers that work the farms around rural East Tennessee. And of course, in addition to that, like all health centers, we provide access without any restrictions to all the residents who live in the communities that we serve. Last year, 2019, we had 70,297 patients in care. We're on pace this year to probably hit 75,000 patients in care. You know, while federal regulations underscore the importance of strategic planning by requiring it, the health center program requirements really leave health centers with a lot of flexibility in how they go about planning.